The fault.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
So it's a little concerning. Let's just go back to the timeline a little bit before 7 o'clock
timeline.
In the morning. Our unfortunate victim is heading eastbound on 54th Street, walking by himself. Looks like he's headed and getting prepared for this conference he's about to engage. And our killer is out there waiting for him. And he's prepared. He has himself covered up, has a mask. Looks like he has a book bag over his shoulders, which possibly has some clothing, and I'll talk about that in a second. Mm. He also has a gun with some type of extension on it. Was it a silencer or some type of muffler? But he points it at our victim, and you just take a look at his stance and how he had the gun pointed out. He knew what he was doing. Mm. The gun jams. He's able to deal with the malfunction.
Fires
very quickly. So it looks like he's very proficient with how to use a firearm. And then he gets on a bike and rides off, knowing that there's cameras all over the place, and aggresses into Central Park, knowing that he could possibly change there and then walk out of Central Park without being observed on video. So,
and that's what I'm fascinated by. They keep saying professional, professional, but how professional is he? He goes to Starbucks. If you know this guy, you know who he is. You can clearly see his face. He drops his phone, apparently. He gets protein bars. He's got a water bottle. So police have all sorts of evidence that they can now look at. Does this sound like a professional man to you? Clearly, he knew what he was doing with a gun. But does this sound professional to you?
So, you know, people asking, was this individual hired to kill or a hitman, I guess is the phrase that they want to use. But there were some things that he did wrong. Once again, his phone was left behind. We believe that it may be connected to him. Once again, is how his face was covered. But at one point, it was exposed, which, you know, it will help out with being identified through facial recognition. So, listen, is he a professional? Is he a hitman? You know, time will tell, but I will say this. The investigators in Manhattan South are some of the best detectives in the world, and they'll get to the bottom of it.
They also know more than they're telling us, too.
Well, yeah, they're professionals also.
Yeah, they know more than they're telling you. So today we found out, you know, I didn't talk about this yesterday. Here's why. I never do when a crime is unfolding because, you know, you get it wrong. Everybody gets it wrong at the beginning. You need to wait. You need to hold your powder. You need to keep it dry. You need to wait and hear details and try and understand because nobody knows what's really happening. And yesterday when, you know, this killing of a the United Healthcare CEO occurred, no one knew jack about why, who, well, you know, the why was kind of, for anybody who's ever been denied a claim, you know, even his wife said, well, you know, some people were angry with him and it seems like they were people that were denied coverage. So, you know, it was interesting to see the explosion of emotion on the internet, specifically the social medias, where people were like, you know, listen, you know, I just don't understand why it is that if you kill a guy on 6th Avenue, first of all, I wanted to know where was Trump? This was 6th Avenue. You could kill a guy on 6th. I hope he has an alibi, but now we saw the face. But anyway, yesterday I was wondering, like, you know, really, where was Trump? But the idea that if you kill a guy on 6th Avenue at 6:45 a.m., that you're a murderer versus if you kill thousands of people by denying their healthcare claims, that makes you an entrepreneur in this country versus if you kill a million people through your negligent attention to a global pandemic, that makes you a president and very presidential. That seemed to be kind of the way America was rolling based on this knowledge that a CEO of a healthcare company was killed. Now, the more you learned about him, the more sympathetic a person I think he became. He's 50 years old. He's the father of two. He lives in a small town in Minnesota. Tim Walz knew him personally, said he was, you know, a very, very good man, a nice man, a kind man, whatever. But, you know, people on the internets were having none of it. But, you know, and everybody was surmising, oh, this was a hit. This was, you know, professional. This was. Okay, I'll give you this. He was proficient in the use of a firearm. Do you know what that makes him? A hitman? Hardly. It makes him an American. Okay, that's how America rolls. Most Americans listening to this right now are proficient in gun handling and how to clear a jam in a gun. You know, I guess the silencer thing or whatever that, you know, suppressor was at the end of that gun, because nobody's been clear with me about what that is. Some people have said, you know, like Eric Adams, besides for begging for a pardon, you know, in the off hours and during his, you know, official hours, he's sort of sitting there saying, I've never seen a silencer used in Manhattan. I've never seen a silencer used in a crime. So that's kind of new. And that could lead you to believe, you know, he was a professional, except for this. He dropped his cell phone. Okay. Hitmen don't drop their cell phones. I don't even think they have cell phones. Okay, I'm not really sure. I can tell you this right now, though. This reminded me of the scene from True Romance, the Tarantino masterpiece. Yes. Where, you know, you had Lulu Boyle, okay? Hey, Brett, are you with me at all? No, he's not. Where you had Lulu Boyle, okay, who was sitting there talking to the father of Clarence, okay, and saying, how do you know this is my son? How do you know it's my son? He goes, your son, dickhead, left his driver's license in a dead man's hand. That's what this reminded me of. How did we get from that to he's a hitman? I don't really know. I mean, I just wasn't even clear about this. So today we have a visual. Today we have a face. And here he is. Here he is. There he is. And you know where that is? That's at Starbucks. He actually stopped for a Starbucks, took his mask off. Look how happy he is. Look, I'm at Starbucks. What name did they put on the cup? Okay, that's a clue. They're the best detectives in the world. That's a freaking clue, okay? He went to Starbucks, he got two protein bars and a bottle of water and, you know, threw it away and then walked over to 54th Street where he did the caper, where he did the crime, where he did the shooting, okay? And now today we're finding out new information about him, that guy right there. Sorry, he's cute. I don't know what to say. He's young, he's obviously not a hitman. He did a very low carbon footprint crime. Got to give him that. Can you not give him that?
He's got a strong jaw. I'll give him that.
No, I'll give him this. Okay. Fled on an e-bike. Okay. Fled on an e-bike. And it wasn't a city bike either. It was his own. He was carrying a battery. I think that's what was in the backpack. All these people, you know, say, oh, there could have been clothes. And he changed his clothes in Central Park. And he got away on an e-bike. I mean, you know, listen, very low carbon footprint crime. Not terrible. But he's proficient in weapons. That's every American, okay, is what that is. So I don't know. It's Midtown Manhattan, you know. If he would have gotten away in a car or a cab, he would have still been sitting in Midtown traffic, even at 7 in the morning. So obviously he planned this. Obviously it's premeditated. Obviously this was a targeted thing. And obviously it was a 50-year-old man who has two children who was killed. And that's, you know, that's sad. The internet is not thinking that sad. The internet is saying, I hope that when he gets where he's going, he meets my relative who was denied, you know, a claim and perished. And you know, the more I read, the more grotesque it actually is with the healthcare companies now. Do you know that there are healthcare companies, I believe his is included, that now says that if you are having an operation, literally surgery, if you're having surgery, do we call it an operation anymore? No. If you're having surgery and it lasts more than 3 hours, your company, your carrier, doesn't pay for the additional hours of anesthesia that your surgeon might require to not be rushed through your, heart operation, through your kidney replacement. You know what I mean? So what do you say about that?